Hey, in the house, we've got from the United Family of Stores, also known as United Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Eddie Owens. Hey,
good Eddie. Morning. How are you guys this morning?
Pretty good. Hey, just this is pretty random, but I just had this thought. A friend of mine in high school lived down the street, had a Egyptian speed burner. It's a very unique dog, and his name was Eddie.
Wow, that was from way downtown.
Yeah. I hope he wasn't named after me.
That was past three-point land. That was a half-point yeah. shot. Okay, Eddie, this is fantastic, man. You guys are always pumping the goods back into the community. You're always hooked up with the movers and the shakers. And let me tell you something, she's shaking it. And her name is Cindy Seebeck. Introduce your guests and let us know about what's going on with this program.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for having us here. Cindy is, I guess, our newest partner of the United Family, and we're excited to be able to launch a new program. This afternoon, we'll have an official media event at 2 o'clock at our 19th and Quaker store, where we will announce our partnership with the Gracious Gift Wine, which Cindy has put together as a project that, and I'll let her talk more about it, but From the Heart Project, which we are, you know, we're very excited to be participating in. But basically what it amounts to, for every bottle of Gracious Gift wine you buy in our stores, and it will be available in all three Market Street stores as well as our 82nd and Frankfurt United. Cindy's company will make a donation of 4 meals to South Plains Food Bank for every bottle.
Bully. Good job. Hey, and before we go to Cindy, you heard it first right here.
That's right.
Okay, Cindy, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
Okay, what inspired you to dive into this thing? How'd you get into this? It's complicated, but it's simple.
Right.
I guess it's a simple idea, but the implementation of something like this, Laura, is just like, this is why people can't succeed in business, because they can't get out of the quagmire of the minutia and make this kind of stuff happen.
Did the Gracious Gift get started?
Well, years ago, I was at a church service in San Antonio, and one of the things that they did was put these statistics on the screen, you know, like a large screen, and I honestly thought it was going to be telling us where we were going, like a third world country for a new mission field.
Because they were talking about hunger.
Yes,
and the number of people.
Statistics of just hunger rates. And really what hit me was how many children at the time I thought it was this third world country, and I found out it was actually in Bear County where I live in San Antonio. Well, I literally was shocked and, just thought, how could I get involved to make a difference? I think it's completely unacceptable that here in the United States we have our own neighbors who are really, really hungry. And I currently am enrolled in the MBA program at Texas Tech. They have a professional MBA program. And one of the classes that we had was on social change and companies that really strive and were basically started to make a difference. And that class really just spurred a whole lot of thought for me of what I could do that could have a consumable product that could tackle some of those hunger rates that I saw. And so that's kind of how the idea actually came to me in the middle of the night. So I truly think that God had put it on my heart, because it was just something that, you know, one of those thoughts you wake up and it's like, I think I have this crazy idea. Mm-hmm. Should I follow through with this or what? Could a bottle of wine actually make a difference? Yeah. Let's see. So that's kind of how it started. And here we are selling wine to feed people. Who would have thought it?
So when you got the idea and then you named your company The Gracious Gift, and then did you pursue this winery?
Yes.
Oak Ridge Winery
out of Lodi, California. I basically pitched the idea to them, and they loved the idea of making a bottle of wine matter and got behind it. And the reason why I called it The Gracious Gift is because, you know, it's a gift that, you know, when you go and buy a bottle of wine, if you're going through United and you got all your food items, wine is definitely not something that's a necessity. It's something that we give ourselves as a treat.
Some people would argue with you.
Right. maybe to wind down a bit. And so I consider giving myself a little gift, a bottle of wine. But with this one, you really do give a gracious gift to somebody else that's in need, which, you know, the word grace is getting something that we don't necessarily deserve or ask for. So that was the whole premise behind the title of the wine.
Okay, wonderful. I have this great idea. Okay, you've heard of the Christmas in July thing. It's now April. So what you could do is you could start rat-holing this wine to give as gifts, corporate gifts, this fall.
Oh, yeah.
And see, the thing is
then double the gift giving.
Yeah, it's a gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you could do is you could create like a little flyer or something and tell the story of this. And I'm sure that if you want to do this, that one could magically be created for you.
That's a fabulous idea. Yeah.
But I mean, I think that would be just a rocking good idea because, you know, you got companies, they sit there and go, it's just like, no, don't get me wrong. I mean, I know that there are other bottles of wine and stuff like that, but the whole thing is this is kind of like, you know, giving a memoriam to somebody or, you know, when they pass or something, it matters.
No, that would be cool to get a bottle of wine that you have bought and let the recipient know who you give it to that it was part of the money from that bottle to feed the hungry.
You know, Eddie, now I know you're not the distribution guy and everything, but I got to ask you, if somebody wanted to do this, who would they call at United to get hooked up with like 100 cases of this stuff?
Well, call me. Okay. I'll start the conversation and pass them off to the people can get it done.
Okay, you can dial 791-0220 and just hit O when you hear the operator. And then you can say, I need to speak with Eddie O.
I don't know that we mentioned that this is through the South Plains Food Bank, too.
That's
so
correct.
It's not just like a random, you know, you don't have to go out and find random families. The South Plains Food Bank knows exactly where that money needs to go.
And Laura, that brings up a really good point that we need to make here. This program will not be just in Lubbock. Mm-hmm. Obviously, South Plains Food Bank is going to be the beneficiary here in Lubbock. But we're partnering in this program with food banks across our entire company,
wonderful,
including North Texas Food Bank in Dallas and Tarrant County Food Bank in Fort Worth. So Amarillo, Wichita Falls, and Abilene. So
this is a company-wide thing
that you're
doing.
It sure is. And we're so proud that not only Cindy's here, but that she's given us the opportunity to be a part of this.
This is awesome, man.
It is.
Yeah, way to go,
really,
Cindy.
Awesome.
Thank you
very
much.
We're so glad that you had that idea from God, I believe, too, mm-hmm, that it did come from God, and you're taking that ball and running with it. That's awesome.
Well, thank
you.
Hey,
Cindy, Eddie, thank you guys for coming in. Gracious gift. Look for these bottles at the 3 Market Streets in Lubbock, also 82nd and Frankfort United stores, and stores all throughout the United family of stores in and out of the Lubbock area.